a lot in the Garden of Eden. And having so many dates, then the archangel wanted to dominate Eve and have her for himself. And so archangel said that, did God really say not to eat of that fruit? That isn't true. Eve didn't fall with the archangel beforehand because of God's word was stopping that, preventing that. But when the archangel deceived her and lied to her, she was supposed to go back to God because that was a promise between mankind and God. She was supposed to reconfirm that promise with God. But she didn't. When the through the spiritual fall, Eve inherited the fallen nature that came after the fall. These fallen natures, original fallen natures, derive the moment that man or an archangel turned his back on God and went forth with a sexual illicit relationship. The angels were made in the position of helper, of servant, but without fulfilling that holy position, the angelic world left their position and made Eve fall. How did the human beings fall during the growth period? During the growth period, the power of love, and there's the power of love and the power of principle, and the power of love is made stronger than the power of principle. And so even the power of unprincipled love can be stronger than the power of the principle. And so to turn that around, you have to make the power of principle plus faith, faith in God's word, then that can be stronger than power of love, even power stronger than the power of any kind of unprincipled love. If you have faith in God's words, then that can be stronger and keep you from falling. But Adam and Eve turned their backs on God's word, losing faith, and gave in to the power of unprincipled love. Immature Adam and Eve in their growth periods had the possibility to fall through unprincipled love because they were in their growth period. They were still imperfect. So in order to be stronger, for the power principle to be stronger than the power of love, power of unprincipled love, you need to add faith to the principle. But losing faith in the principle is is what led to the fall. Why God set up the commandment? God gave the commandment to prevent the fall. In their immature state, Adam and Eve could not be directly governed by God through love. Because the power of love is stronger than the power of principle, God gave the commandment to prevent the fall. The period during the commandment, the period during which the commandment was necessary, the commandment was necessary during the growth period. Through the growth period, they do not eat, they keep absolute purity and grow to resemble God during the growth period, formation, growth, and completion stages. And then, when they become perfect, then they are given the permission to eat the fruit. This is in the direct dominion governed by God's love. During the growth period, our portion responsibility is to resemble God. In order for Adam and Eve to resemble God, who was being of absolute sex, then Adam and Eve had to protect absolute sex themselves. And mature their character, and then come together in the marriage blessing. The commandment was needed only during the growth period. But after you were perfected, then God would give his permission. Then does this mean that after Adam and Eve receive the principle, the blessing, that they can live however they want? No, they still have to live in accordance with the principle. But after Adam and Eve reach maturity, perfection, then no matter what kind of unprincipled love may come their way, they wouldn't be able to waver because their love is so absolute. They would be so intoxicated by true love that nothing could make them budge. Just like honeybees are so intoxicated with the nectar, sweet nectar of the flowers, that they cannot, that they will continue to suck that nectar even if you pull out their sting tails. So nothing would be able to tear Adam and Eve apart after they had become perfected and come together in true love. Adam and Eve grow up and mature till they get blessed, and then after they receive the blessing, they continue to grow together to mature God's love throughout their life. So throughout their whole life, they need to live in accordance with God's principles of love. This is the love, the life through which God can finally directly govern them. realm of direct dominion. This is the position of perfected beings. Once they reach perfection, does that mean that they have completed their responsibility? Their responsibility is together with humans for their whole life. Man are created immaturely, incomplete, so we need to grow to complete ourselves, to resemble God's internal nature and external form, and God's nature. The consequences of the fall originally, Adam and Eve were to form a family centered on God. This family would spread and make a good world, make the kingdom of heaven on earth. Adam and Eve would become the true parents. Their children would become the true children. This would be the true family with royal sovereignty over all mankind. This is why we need the three great kingships to spread God's goodness throughout the world. But instead of God being in the owner's position, Satan came in the central position. The servant made Adam and Eve fall. And then Satan became the owner of the lineage. Satan knew God's plan for Adam and Eve. And so Satan used the same principle, all of God's principle, and he just changed the position of owner to himself. Satan became the owner. Humanity became Satan's children. Satan is the parent of humanity. And original sin spread through the children, through their lineage, creating fallen nature, passing down fallen nature through all the children. And Satan is the owner of this world. So, man have desire, love, and you have desire. Desire in itself is not good or bad, but if your desire is centered on God's will, then your desire is good. But if it is just centered on Satan's will, then your desire is evil. Satan became the parent of humanity. And man inherited original sin and all the fallen natures that came along with the fall. Satan became the owner and king of this world. The consequence of the fall is that Satan owned the family. Satan owned the individual, the family, cl- planned society, nation, world. This world became hell. The external form is a model of God's creation, God's principle, but the owner is different, the content is different. We need to make three great changes. We need to change the blood lineage, change possession, and change the realm of heart by practicing the life of attendance. We were supposed to inherit God's lineage, God's blood lineage, but instead of inheriting God's blood lineage, we inherited Satan's blood lineage. And everything was supposed to belong to God because God created everything, but all of this possession turned over into Satan's hands. What is the biggest possession that Satan came to claim? That is God's, Adam and Eve's body. This was the body, these bodies were supposed to be God's body, God's form. So, we have money and things. Everything turned over to Satan's side, but the biggest thing that turned over to Satan's side is man's body. We have to return everything to God. Return our bodies to God. We need to change the realm of heart, four great realms of heart, to be centered on our original mind. And practice life of attendance to restore our original heart. Only through attending the origin of life, the origin of heart, which is God, can our original mind be awakened and restored. God's heart and God's character, God's true love, need to be connected to us. They need to be connected to us through lineage, to the core of our being. So I have the responsibility to become the body of true love in Shimjung on the foundation of absolute sex. Need to change the realm of heart and practice a life of attendance. We need to practice this. We need to do this in our life. The three great liberations, we need to be separated from Satan's lineage. If we still have conditions that Satan can accuse, we cannot be fully liberated from Satan's realm. We need to eradicate blood lineage, Satan's blood lineage, and stand in the position of being blessed people that have no original sin being connected back to God's lineage. This is the value of the blessing. Well, even if our blood lineage is restored, to the original lineage, we still have a fallen nature. We need to be liberated from Satan's dominion. Our family, our nation, society, we need to be liberated from this fallen nature and work to remove it. And third of all, we must be liberated from Satan's lifestyle, Satan's environment. We need to restore and establish God's homeland. We need a land that God can claim. Need to build the Cheongju Pyeonghwa Dongilguk, the nation of cosmic peace and unity. Cheongilguk. We need to make Cheongilguk restore the land back to God, restore God's sovereignty. Right now, the Cain-type UN is in America, and America has a responsibility to make the Abel-type UN so that Abel-type UN and Cain-type UN can unite, centering on the parent's ideology and restore God's sovereignty. We need to bring Satan to his natural subjugation. One leader said to Father, that you must be so happy that Satan has naturally subjugated now. Father waited a little bit and then he said, do you think that Satan just came on his own and bowed down and decided to be subjugated? The true parents brought Satan to natural subjugation, and it was such a difficult course to bring Satan to natural subjugation. They did this through keeping absolute faith, absolute obedience, and absolute love, absolute obedience with God. We need to remove our fallen nature, centering on God's words, and make the foundation of faith and foundation of substance. The foundation of faith is to resemble God and unite with God, and the foundation of substance is to remove the fallen nature. This is how we can form the foundation to receive the Messiah and remove our fallen nature, our original sin. We remove our fallen, are supposed to remove our fallen sin on the foundation of removing all of our fallen nature. Satan is trying to destroy our families.
Mm-hmm.
Just as two parents are so serious when they are relating with us, so serious to protect us, we must also be so serious with our own families and the people we are taking care of. We should not be arrogant that we have now heard the principle, but we should always look at ourselves in light of the principle and see where our hearts are, how much have our shimjungs developed. And we must separate ourselves from Satan's blood lineage, separate from Satan's fallen nature, and separate from Satan's environment, lifestyle. What is important is not that we know the principle, but that we live the principle. We study so that we can understand that these words are words that I need. I need these words. I need God's words. And God, we have to realize that God gives us these words so that we can practice them and embody them. We listen to these words and act these words and do our utmost best to resemble and embody these words, becoming people that can resemble God. Well, even if we try 99% to resemble God, Satan can still come into us through that 1% that's left. If you don't know yourself, if you don't know that Satan is claiming you, then in the end, you will be so sorry that you did not re-examine your life and try to live more in oneness with God and separate from Satan. You need to look at yourself. We need to separate Satan from us through these three contents. Separate the lineage, separate Satan's nature, fallen nature, and separate Satan's lifestyle from us. This is how we can be liberated from Satan's realm. Satan's activities in the human world. Our physical self has give and take with the natural world. Our spirit body has give and take with the spirit world. Our physical body is controlled by our spirit body, and Satan makes common base with evil spirits, and evil spirits make common base with people that they have common base with. Satan is a spirit being, and evil spirits are only spirit beings. so they need a body through which to spread evil. Without a body, they cannot do anything. In Luke 22, Satan entered into Judas Iscariot. And Satan also entered into Peter to stop Jesus from going the path of spiritual salvation. Because Jesus was perfected being, Satan didn't have any claim on Jesus directly, so Satan would form common base with the Jesus disciples that had Satan could come into and attack Jesus through the disciples. Satan put Jesus on the cross. This was such a sad thing for God. This cross was not God's will, primary will. And this is the heartache of God. So this is why we buried the cross. What is sin? The meaning of sin is that it is a violation of heavenly law, which is committed when a person forms a common base with Satan, thus setting a condition for give and take action with him. In Jesus' time, if you were committing illicit sexual sins, then you could be killed on the street. You could be stoned to death on the street. But Jesus said that even he that commits adultery in his heart, that looks at a woman with lust in his heart, is committing adultery. We have to be careful of our thoughts, too. We have to examine our thoughts. How much of our thoughts were controlled by Satan? How much give and take am I having with Satan inside of my heart? If you are sitting in the bathroom or going to sleep, what kind of heart's thinking do you have in your mind? You have to have pure thoughts. Don't let your thoughts go wild and have give and take with Satan. We need to sever our relationships with Satan. Don't have give and take with Satan. The classification of sins: there's the original sin, which is the root. Hereditary sin is the trunk. Collective sins, the branch. And individual sins are the leaves. Individual sins that you commit in your life are the leaves. And these sins I have to take care of myself. These are the sins that you committed that in your life you have to find a way to receive forgiveness for them. and indemnify your own sins. Collective sin, maybe you did not commit this sin yourself, but you inherit this sin from your environment. You have responsibility. This is like the branch. And hereditary sin comes from the sins of your ancestors that they committed, and the original sin comes from the original sin of Adam and Eve, the archangel. We need to get rid of these sins, take care of this by going the road of restoration through indemnity. Adam and Eve received fallen nature to commit sins from the time that they decided to fall. Cannot remove the fall, the original sin by ourselves, because this is the very origin of all evil. We can change the individual sin, collective sin, hereditary sin by ourselves. We can take responsibility for it and indemnify them ourselves, but we cannot take care of the original sin by ourselves. That is why the Messiah comes to solve the original sin. The primary characteristics of fallen nature. Adam and Eve inherited from the archangel all the proclivities incidental to his transgression against God when he bound her in blood ties through their sexual relationship. These proclivities have become the root cause of the fallen inclinations in all people. And then the fallen natures, failing to take God's standpoint, leaving one's proper position, reversing dominion, and multiplying the criminal act. God created Adam and Eve to be his children, but because the children were in the growing period of indirect dominion, the archangels were to take care of the children and guide the children to resemble their parent, God. But instead of connecting Adam and Eve's love to God, the archangel felt a lack of love when he saw the love directed towards Adam and Eve was greater than the love directed toward himself. If God was giving the archangel 50 love of the value of 50, then he saw that God was giving Adam and Eve love with value of 100. And because the archangels are intellectual beings of emotion and will, they can compare and feel lack of love. But so the archangel failed to take God's viewpoint, and was jealous and angry, had envy, but this is still not Satan. But Satan became Satan when he left his position. archangel left his position because of over-excessive desire. No matter what kind of difficult situation I am put in, I must not make sure that I do not become like Satan. I can control myself. I don't leave my position. Originally, Adam and the archangel was supposed to receive the dominion of Adam and Eve. But the archangel failed to love and receive Adam as his mediator to God. And Satan couldn't, Archangel couldn't stand this, so he decided to dominate Eve. When the archangel left his position, he had so much temper. And the archangel dominated Eve, and Eve dominated Adam. Reversing dominion, they gained the fallen nature of arrogance. Originally, the archangel is supposed to receive the dominion of Adam and Eve and go in front of God through them. But instead of doing that, Satan made Adam and Eve fall and reversed the dominion and made them do evil too. So he was multiplying the criminal act. But Adam and Eve should have had stubbornness to keep to God's word. No matter how much the archangel tried to tempt them and call them away from God's words. So, yeah, Adam and Eve should have had stubbornness. If you read about God in the Chonsonggyong, it's very clear. You can understand about God's works throughout history. The Old Testament age, when it says, talks about Jehovah, talking as an angry God or jealous God, then this is because the angels were doing God's work in God's place. In order to remove the fallen nature and go back to our original nature, this is the providence of restoration. because the archangel failed to take God's standpoint and love Adam with God's love. We must love people, love our enemies, or love somebody. And there's the Adam and Eve left their proper position. The archangel left his proper position. Oh, in order to restore this, we need to receive somebody as our mediator to come back to God. To reverse the fact that the fall is reversing dominion, we need to be obedient and complete submission to somebody. The fallen natures, made Satan, and originally, the archangel was supposed to love Adam and receive Adam as his mediator, be completely obedient and submit to Adam and sacrifice and serve Adam. And so the fall is the exact opposite of that, the failing to do all of these things. So to restore man to the fallen, or from fallen nature to the original nature, we must practice the principle of creation and do what the archangel must have done in the beginning to remove the fallen nature. We must love and receive someone as our mediator, be obedient and sacrifice and serve. This is how we get rid of the fallen nature. What are the qualities of fallen nature? Envy, jealousy, temper, arrogance, stubbornness. We need to love, receive as mediator, submit, and sacrifice. We call this e jung bur tong, love, mediate, submit, and come to submission and serve. Freedom and the human fall. The meaning of freedom and from the point of the principle. There is no freedom outside the principle. Some people think that man fell because of freedom, but there is no freedom outside the principle. Freedom did not make man fall. Man was made through the principle and given freedom in the principle. With perfect freedom, there is free will and free action. We have freedom, and these things come from our heart, our mind. When principle isn't give and take in governing our mind, then the free will and free actions that come from our mind are related to the principle. Mankind is made to fulfill the portion of responsibility. That is the principle. And so the free will and free actions that come from man's mind are actions that are for the sake of joy, true joy, to fulfill the portion of responsibility. There is no freedom without responsibility. There is no freedom without accomplishment. Must remember that the fall did not happen because of freedom, but actually we lost freedom due to the fall. This diagram. Freedom cannot have caused the human fall. The human beings lost their true freedom as a result of the fall. So freedom can bring you to the brim of the water, but freedom does not make you jump into the water and kill yourself. You're originally supposed to become one with God and resemble God and God's character. This is our goal, to become people of true love. But if there is a line that if you cross that line, you would die, that is not fulfilling God's purpose of creation. And Adam and Eve crossed this line knowing that they would die, knowing that they would not be able to unite, that they would die. They passed from life into death. They risked their life to pass this line. So in order for fallen man to come back to God's side, they must risk their life to cross this line and come back to God's side. Reason for giving freedom, or freedom, requires to return joy to God by accomplishing one's responsibility for the principle of creation. So free action resulting from free will brings good results, giving joy to God. Desire is inherited creative nature of God. And if human beings did not have desire, they could not feel happiness. Without the desire to receive God's love, the desire to live, the desire to achieve goodness, and the desire to develop could not arrive without desire. We see that man did not fall because of freedom, but fell because they did not fulfill their portion of responsibility. Reason that God did not intervene in the fall of the first human ancestors. It is not that God did not have the ability to intervene, but he didn't. Why did God not intervene? to maintain the absoluteness and perfection of the principle of creation. All things go through a growth period of formation, growth, and completion to reach perfection. Creation goes through this growth period to reach perfection. It is governed by the principle of autonomy and dominion of the principle. And then people, they have a physical body and a spiritual body. We have a physical body and an internal character. So we do not just resemble God's form, but we resemble God's internal nature and internal external form. God cannot have direct dominion over what we do in the growth period, but He helps us, He gives us the word so that we can have absolute faith in this word and practice this word so that we can be perfect. God gives us His word and guides us through His word, and it is man's responsibility to receive this word and practice this word. Then we can create our character, becoming the second creator. With man, I mean, God can govern all things because He is the direct creator. But in order for man to govern all things, even though he did not create them, he needs to receive qualification to govern all things. This qualification is given by receiving God's word and practicing God's word. And then, by creating His own character, He becomes the second creator, receiving the right to be God's child and the right to own all things. God's responsibility is 95%. And if human responsibility fulfills their 5%, then this becomes 100%. This is the blessing that God gave to man to perfect their own character. If Adam, if God were to interfere in, while Adam and Eve were still in the period of indirect dominion, then the principle would be ignored and its absoluteness and perfection would be undermined. That's why God could not intervene. God cannot relate to somebody that is immature as a person that is immature. So, in order to preserve the absoluteness and perfection of the principle, God did not intervene with the fall of Adam and Eve. The second reason is that God alone be the creator.
So
whatever God touches, He has dominion over the creation because He created it. And if God were to interfere with the fall, sin, or hell, then that would give the value of being God's creation. So God only governs over a principled existence which He has created. If God intervened, He would recognize Satan's creation, such as the fall, sin, and hell, as principled. If God intervenes, it would result in recognizing Satan as the second creator of all the fruits of the fall. Therefore, in order that God remain the sole creator, He did not intervene in the human fall. So that God alone be the creator, and Satan wouldn't be the creator. God did not intervene in the human fall. The third reason is to make human beings the lords of creation. The fact that true parents understood human responsibility is an amazing thing. All things go through a growing period to reach perfection, through a period of formation, growth, and completion. And people are supposed to fulfill their portion of responsibility to create their own character and become the second creator, then they can become the lords of creation. This is the period of indirect dominion. And if God were to directly have direct dominion over a person in the imperfect state, that would be ignoring the principle. So if God directly intervenes in human beings in the indirect dominion, human beings cannot fulfill their portion of responsibility. Human beings cannot inherit the nature of the Creator. Human beings cannot become God's children. Human beings cannot earn the qualification to rule the universe. And this is why God did not intervene in the fall in order to make human beings the lords of creation. We can listen to lectures of the fall in 1 hour, 2 hours, but Father said that it took 13 years to reveal the principle of the fall. I mean, the reality of the fall. Only through finding the original Adam and reaching perfection together with God, and then finding Eve from the fallen world, and fighting with Satan, and standing as true parents, could true parents find the word and receive recognition from Satan and recognition from God. God's heart and anguish. Satan is the adulterer of love. He is the enemy of enemies who violated the fragrant realms of heart. What is the most unforgivable enemy, the most unforgivable crime that somebody can commit to you is that violates your Shimjung. And Satan is the enemy of enemies who violated the four great realms of heart. What this means? The four generations of daughter, sister, wife, mother, grandmother. It's like somebody took the father, sister, wife, mother, and grandmother and took the father and tied him to a chair and raped them in front of the father. Even if just your wife were to be raped, you could not forgive this. But God's whole family has been raped. God's anguish, God's heart and anguish is the deep anguish of having his family, the four great realms of heart violated by the enemy. Eve failed to be God's daughter, God's wife, and become a true mother, true grandmother. Because of Satan. This is unforgivable. But God is the God of love. But God can't just discard these people because they fell away and they ripped his heart up. But no matter how much his children fall and rip his heart up, he still has to love them with the same heart that he loved Adam and Eve before the fall. This is so difficult. In this world, if somebody committed such a sin, you would either send them to be executed or keep them in confinement for the rest of their life. But God can't do this. God must be the being of love, of absolute love. Think about how difficult this is for God. How much God's heart is full of anguish. God's heart to love the children of the enemy of love more than the enemy. God cannot become the absolute creator by carrying the concept of enemy within his heart. So we have to understand the unspeakable heart of God and liberate him from his anguish. So even when God's enemies, God encounters his enemies, he embraces them. Nobody could do this. And nobody could understand God's heart, God's situation, except for true parents. They went and went pierced through to God's heart to liberate God. When God found out, Father found out what kind of heart situation that God had. They were so shocked and felt so sorry for God. And that is from the point that they were determined to completely liberate God from His anguish. True parents, when our parents are working so hard to liberate God and do His will, then what should the children be like? We need to understand the heart, the world of heart that God has. True parents are doing this with the risk of their life. We need to restore the world back to the world before the fall and liberate God from His anguish. Why is it necessary to love one's enemy? The heart was the motivation of creation. This is the reason Satan expects God to love the enemy. God is still the creator. And heart was the motivation of creation. So, our archangel was created through God's Shimjung and became Satan later on, but still, Shimjung is the motivation of the archangel's creation. That is why Satan tells God that he needs to love him. And so God is bound to this principle. Satan says, you have to love me because you created me through Shimjung, and your Shimjung is absolute and unchanging, isn't it? No matter what I do. You have to know how sad and anguished God's situation is. Human beings can reach perfection only with the help of angels during the growth period. The human beings are supposed to reach perfection with the help of the archangel, and we're supposed to be perfected. But when people say live in the fallen world, and even though they are imperfect, they say that they are, They don't like to hear the words. Satan doesn't like to hear the word Satan from imperfect people. Because people still need to reach perfection with the help of angels. God is the parent of heart, so striking one's enemy might satisfy one's resentment for a moment, but God cannot strike his enemy because he knows the greater pain of parental heart, conjugal heart, children's heart, sibling's heart, and relative's heart of that enemy. That's why he can't strike the enemy. If you hit the enemy, then his parents and his that enemy's family's heart would grieve so much. So God cannot strike the enemy. If you hit the enemy, also, it would mean that you admit its existence. So God does not have the concept of enemy in his ideal of creation. Therefore, God cannot strike his enemy, Satan, or the devil. If God strikes Satan, it would mean that he admits Satan as his enemy. That is the reason God began the providence to naturally subjugate Satan. This is not easy. But if God has been doing this, then we should do the same. This is why we need a life of faith. What is our mission? God is incorporeal true parents of heart, and true parents are the corporeal true parents. We can see them. They're the body of God. God and true parents are one body. So true parents are not just true parents, and principle is different, but they are one. Until now, people have been waiting for God to save them, praying, "Please, God, can you save me?" But even people that don't think about God their whole life, once they are about to die, they come to think about God. And God wants us to become people that He can trust and become families that He can trust. So people have prayed so that God could help them and God can save them. But when we must know that, know God's situation and become people God can trust, understand that God didn't have anybody He could trust, and become people that can console God's heart, and through fulfilling our portion of responsibility, just to fill the purpose of creation, we can become people that can liberate God. need to work hard to resemble God and true parents and liberate their and console their heart. We have to become people that, even though it's difficult, we can live in oneness with the principle. Let's give another hand to Reverend Yu. Have a nice dinner.